Ashreichem, that you have the schus to sit and learn and steig in Eretz Yisrael. It's nishta poshta zach. Moshe Rabbeinu very much wanted to come into Eretz Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't zoicha to come into Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara says in Soita, Daf Yedalid, v'chemit neiman es av Moshe. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu so much want to come into Eretz Yisrael? What was so important to him that he wanted to come to Eretz Yisrael? The Gemara says, "V'chilecha mi pirya hutzarach, oylis boya mi tuva hutzarach." He wanted to eat the fruits of Eretz Yisrael. What? He was looking for the gashmis. What did he want from Eretz Yisrael? Ella zokti Gemara, "Kach omer Moshe Rabbeinu, harbe mitzvus nitztavu Yisrael, ve'ein miskaimen ella be'Eretz Yisrael. Echonas ani la'Eretz kedesh yiskaimu kulam al yadi." He wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael because of the mitzvus atluyas bo. That's why he wanted to go into Eretz Yisrael. Trumis, Maisris. Interesting, there's also a mitzvah of Yishev Eretz Yisrael. Why couldn't the Gemara say that? The Gemara said, Harbe mitzvahs tu yizbog. There's a mitzvah to go into Eretz Yisrael. What's the kasha b'chal? Like a lot of Rishonim, there's a mitzvah to Yishev Eretz Yisrael. That's also a mitzvah. But the lashon of the Gemara is, V'chilecho mipiryo, v'chilesboya mituva, is that important? In Alam Michya, we say, V'nei Yerushalayim, V'aleinu Asaycha, V'noichal mipiryo, v'nisba mituva. The Tor, in Simon Reish Ches, he brings down, Yesh oimrim v'noichal mipirya v'nizba mituva. Aval ein loimer ken. You shouldn't say that, Zok the Tor. Because you see here, the Gemara in Soita, the Gemara is saying about Moshe Rabbeinu, what, is that important? V'chilecho mipirya v'chilesboya mituva? That's not important. But then the place can bring that we pass, and we do say it, and there's a whole shaila, should we say, lecho mipirya v'chilesboya mituva? Now on one hand, we see that the Gemara machter avet, that it's not an important thing. The Bach, over there in Tzimin Reish Ches has a whole arichas to explain that there is a grace in Yonim, Paris Eretz Yisrael. There's a pshat that it's not going on Paris Eretz Yisrael. It's going on Paris of Yerushalayim. If you notice, we're saying V'nei Yerushalayim V'noichal Mipirya. Which Paris we know that there's Shivas Minim in Eretz Yisrael, maybe there's Nishtabeach Eretz Yisrael. What's Nishtabeach Yerushalayim specifically? The pshat is it's not going on fruits that grow in Yerushalayim. It's going on Maiser Sheni. We're asking for HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we should be boina again Yerushalayim, and when you have Yerushalayim, there's an inyan to bring payers of Maaser Sheni into Yerushalayim. That's what it means. It's a chiddush to kipshat, but that's what it means in the bracha that we're asking that we should be able to eat Yerushalmi fruits. It means it doesn't mean payers that grew in Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is not famous for the fruits, but it's the fruits that are going that we're gonna bring to be oilel to Yerushalayim for Maaser Sheni, and that's why it's meduyik. We mention it leitad girsa into the bracha by Yerushalayim. Now it says, Moshe Rabbeinu really wanted to come into Eretz Yisrael v'eschanan el Hashem v'esa hileimar. He was already told that he's not going to be enter Eretz Yisrael. But he saw that maybe on Tu B'Av, he saw that, right, it says that year, what was the big simcha of Tu B'Av? There's many sheets in the Gemara and the end of Masechta Tainis. But every year on Tisha B'Av, since from the beginning of the Chet Meraglim, they would go and bury their own graves, they would go down, because they were promised they're not going to enter Eretz Yisrael. And every year, some of them didn't make it the next morning. The last year they went in Tisha B'Av and they got up. So they tried again, Yud Aleph. They thought maybe they had a wrong cheshbon on the calendar. Until they saw the full moon, they saw Tu B'Av, and they realized that no, it was Hutter, that some of them were going to be mutter to go into Eretz Yisrael. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, if they were told that they're not going to go into Eretz Yisrael, and it was Hutter HaNeder, so maybe for me also, it's maybe Hutter HaNeder. So he started to daven. V'eschanan el Hashem. V'eschanan is gematria. Someone? 515. 515 is also the gematria of tefillah. Tefillah is gematria 515. Shira is gematria 515. And interesting, you have to know what this means, but if you add to tefillah 515, you add yudke vovke, that's 541, that's Yisrael. That's Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is, what's a Yisrael, what's a Yid? Tefillah to Hashem. Tefillah to Hashem, that's Yisrael. So he davened 515 tefillahs. Kegamoy gematria v'eschanun. Zay state. 515 tefillahs. What's the cheshbon of 515 tefillahs? The going from the Ostrov Sagoin, he says that there's 515 hours from Rosh Hashanah till Shmini Atzeres. It's 21 days. Ach Sameh. It's a bazunder Shmuz, but it's 500. He makes the cheshbon. It's 515 hours. That's the 515 tefillahs. The Pnei Yeshua in Brachas, the Gemara is brought down in Brachas. Pnei Yeshua says, what's the 515th tefillas? Zokter HaCheshbon. He says, when did Moshe Rabbeinu start davening? When did Vaschanon El Hashem Ba'esa Hilema? When did that happen? On Tu B'Av. That's what it says. It says that he saw that on Tu B'Av they stopped dying. And he said, if they're going to become Eretz Yisrael, I also want to have Eretz Yisrael. So he started davening on Tu B'Av. When was Moshe Rabbeinu Nifter? The following year, Zayin Adar. The following year, Zayin Adar. From Tu B'Av till Zayin Adar, Zokta Pnei Yeshua, is 200 days. But he says he can't count Shabbos. So you make a cheshbon, there's 28 Shabbosim. You take out Shabbos. He left with 172 days. 172 times 3, 3 tefillas. Shachris, mincha ma'ariv. Pnei Yeshua was learning, it doesn't mean different tefillas that he was davening. It means he made a Shmoneh Esrei gestelt. Right? It means he stelt a Shmoneh Esrei. Right? There's a remez, the Balaturim says, there's a remez that it's going on Shmoneh Esrei. The Vov of Eschanon, and Voschanon has 6 letters, and the Pasuk Voschanon has 6 words. So 6, 6, and 6 is 18. It's Shmoneh Esrei. Let's take in Balaturim, if not. So he spelled a Shmoneh Esrei, he spelled 515 Shmoneh Esrei. It's a shver of pshat I have on the Pnei Yeshua. He says Shabbos doesn't count. He makes the cheshbon from Tu B'Av until Zayin Adar, but he says Shabbos doesn't count. So then Yom Tov shouldn't count either. So you'll be a chacham, you'll tell me that year Rosh Hashanah and Sukkot was chal on Shabbos, so it doesn't get extra. But you're still left with Yom Kippur. You're left with Yom Kippur and Shmini Atzeres. You have to work out how he gets his cheshbon of 515. The emes is that the Tshuvas Chasam Sofer has a different cheshbon, how you get to exactly 515. There's other shittas in the Achronim, how you get to 515. But Moshe Rabbeinu stelled back 515 tefillas. And the Ebrister tells him, Al toisiv daber elai oid badover hazeh. Vayomer Hashem elai rablach, al toisiv daber elai oid badover hazeh. Stop davening. Pnei Yeshua, that same Pnei Yeshua, he says he davened 515 tefillas. He says Hashem said stop. Because if he would daven one more tefillah, that would already be 516 tefillas. Was his. Zog to Pnei Yeshua, the Gemara says in Shabbos that there were 6 gzeiros, 6 batei din, 6 dinim on Moshe that he wouldn't go in. Elikim is gematria 86. 86 times 6 is 516. And then he would have been able to go and he would have broken all the dinim against him. So Hashem said, Al toisiv daber elai. That's the pshat, Al toisiv daber elai. From the Vilna Gaon, there's a different pshat. We know when Moshe Rabbeinu davened for Miriam, he said, Kael no refo no lo. That if you say no twice, then the tefillah is answered. So really, Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to say, Ebra no, ve'ere no, esa'aretz. He wanted to say no twice, like he knew that if you say no twice, then it gets answered. That's what the Gaon says. And that's what Hashem told him, Al toisiv daber elai. There's a different pshat. That it's brought down in Koivet Shirim from Rabbi Chanan in Kedushin, in the Sugyas of Avodim, whoever learned the Sugyas of Avodim. And he brings it down from Rabbi Yeshua Leib Diskin. Rabbi Yeshua Leib Emes, it's brought down also in the Meril Diskin. He brings a Medrash in this week's in the Parashah. He brings a Medrash. It says by an Eved when he wants to become a Nirtza. When an Eved wants to become a Nirtza, he says, Ahafti es adoini es ishti ves bonai, loy eitzei chavshi. Zok to Medrash, and then we tell the Nirtza, so avodei lo oilam, you stay forever. The Medrash says, Ahafti es adoini ze hakodesh baruch hu, es ishti zu hatoira, es bonai elu yisrael, loy eitzei chavshi. Zok to that Moshe Rabbeinu went to Hakodesh Baruch Hu, and he said, I'm not stam davening. He already did his 515 filas, and then he says, I want a din of a Nirtza. Ahafti es adoini, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ve'es ishti, zu ha-toira, ve'es bonai, zu Yisroel. Lo yeitzei chavshi, I don't want to go free, I want to continue with them in the Eretz Yisroel. Lo yeitzei chavshi. Now the din is by a nirtza, it's a halach in the Torah. If the Eved Ivri says, Ahafti es adoini, es ishti, ve'es bonai, lo yeitzei chavshi, he becomes a nirtza, he stays forever. This is koyach ha-toira. Moshe Rabbeinu is going to say that he wants to become a nirtza, hu omar v'yei, azay v'tzayin. He'll win, he'll go in the Eretz Yisroel. He'll be with all the tefillas, but he'll be menatzeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu because he's a nirtza. It's a din in the Torah. How do you reckon with a din in the Torah? Now there's one sugi you have to know. The Gemara says in Kedushin, Daf Chav Beis, Ad sheyomer v'yishana, a nirtza doesn't become a nirtza until he says it twice. He has to request to stay twice. Machlokes Rishonim when the two times is. Before the end of the six, right after the end of the six. But he has to say it twice. Ad sheyomer v'yishana. Zokra Bishwale, this is what HaKadosh Baruch was telling me. Moshe Rabbeinu said, Ahavti ezad doyin yesesh divez bonai, lo yetzei chofshi. Zokra Rabbeinu Shalom back, al toit of dabarei, like, oi vadover adeh. Don't say it again. You say it one more time, you're going to go into Eretz Yisrael, you're going to become a nirtza, an eved nirtza goes into Eretz Yisrael, you'll become a nirtza, al toit of, the Eibishter asks him, don't say it again. Don't say it again, because then you'll tackle him. And he listened, with all the tefillahs that he did, but then he listened. Hashem said, not to say anymore. And it didn't go into Eretz Yisrael. The Olam is learning the sugis of Kriya Shema a little bit, right? Kriya Shema is three parshis. Now in the Torah, Parshas Vayomer comes first. Parshas Vayomer is at the end of Parshas Shlach. Then you have Parshas Shema is in Vayeschanan. And Parshas Vahoyim Shemoya is in Ekev, by us in the Parsha. Now the Gemara in Brachas, the Mishnah in Brachas, and later the Gemara, starts talking why we say these three Parshas in that order. So I think Tosfos over there asks, you're looking for a Svara why we do it in that order, and the Gemara Taka says reasons. The Gemara says, first Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim, then Kabbalah's Ol Mitzvahs, and Vayomer has Tzitzis, it's only Noig Vayoyim. Frek Tosfos, why don't you go in the order of the Torah? First you should say Shlach, then you should say Shema and then Vahoyim. So Taisa says that's really what we're being bothered by over here. He says, Ein Muktam Mokhra Batayr. But that's why the Gemara needs to say a different Hezber, which order we should do it, because it's not so Pashit. We don't go in the order of the Torah. Now, is Kriya Shema Mitzvah Esei Doraisa? Pashtas Kriya Shema is a Mitzvah Esei Doraisa, but there's one man, the Omar, there's a Gemara in Daf Chaf Aleph. Shmuel says, Sofik kara Kriya Shema, Sofik loy kara Kriya Shema. Einei choyzer v'koyre. You mesubik if you said Kriya Shema, you don't have to say again. It's only a Sofik derabbanon. Eyes up the Gemara, it says, B'shoch b'chov kumecha. It says that you're supposed to say, V'hoyu advar me'ele v'shoch b'chov kumecha. Zok Shmuel, hahu b'divrei toyre hudiksev. State though, that according to Shmuel, Kriya Shema is not a deraisa. Kriya Shema is not a deraisa. What does it mean, B'shoch b'chov kumecha? To learn Torah. Yom HaValayla. Yigisa by Yom HaValayla. Now, most of the Rishonim say that we don't pass them like Shmuel, we pass them like Kriya Shema is a mitzvah Esei Doraisa. But there's Tosfos in a few places, Tosfos in Soita, Tosfos in Brachos, Tosfos in Menachos, they talk about it. Shmuel is connected to Chayra, dozens of Gemaras. The Shagas Aryeh is Mayrach, it's Kedai, Mamish, you want to Shtag, you go through the first few Simonim, if you're doing the Sugis of Kriya Shema, after you learn up the Sugis well, to go through the first few Simonim of Shagas Aryeh. It's a job, but it's mamish. It's me'ein olam hazeh. Poshet me'ein olam hazeh. To go duch those shagas aryeh. But upon him the shagas aryeh, he starts handling if it's deraisa or derabbanan, and he brings Shmuel says it's sofik derabbanan lekula. But there's so many gemaras that mavur that Kriya Shema is deraisa. Shagas aryeh says a big chiddush. Just mentioned the nakuda. He says a big chiddush. It's in Siman Aleph thing. He says, even according to Shmuel, that B'shach B'chov Kumecha doesn't mean Kriya Shema, it means Ahu B'divrei Torah Hu D'chsiv. It doesn't mean that you have to learn Yom HaValayla. Right? The Gemara says in the Dorim, Daf Ches, that if a person makes a neder to learn the whole day, so the neder is Chal, it's not a neder that's Chal of the Torah, because all you have to really do is just Kriya Shema Shachar Zaharas. What about according to Shmuel? You have to say B'shach B'chov Kumecha, according to it means to learn the whole day, and the whole night. Torah says, no, according to Shmuel also, there's a deraisa to say one pasuk of Torah by night, and one pasuk of Torah by day. Just according to the deraisa, it doesn't have to be Kriya Shema. It could be a pasuk. Pick any pasuk you want. To say, the same way according to us, we know that there's a mitzvah essay to say Kriya Shema by morning and by night. According to Shmuel also, there's a mitzvah essay to say a pasuk of the Torah in the morning and the night. Mid the Rabbana, they were mesaken that it should be Kriya Shema. It's a big ufraiz. That even according to Shmuel, there was a mitzvah to say something by morning and by night. Just it didn't have to specifically be Kriya Shema. But then the Shagas Aryeh continues, assuming it is Doraisa, how much is Doraisa? This is Mamish Negeya, the Sugis, in the beginning of the second parak. How much of Kriya Shema is Doraisa? Only the first Pasuk? I think this is the second Siman in the Shagas Aryeh. Only the first Pasuk? Or the entire first Parsha? Or the second Parsha also? Vayomer is a separate story. Vayomer is Doraisa because it's a mitzvah of Zechir Sitzias Mitzrayim. The Pri Chodosh in Shulchan Aruch Chaim in Siman Samach Zayin, his main theme is there that the entire Kriya Shema is deraisa. And he has a lot of rice. And the Shagas Aryeh systematically goes and attacks the Raya of the Pre-Chodesh. That's, I think, what Simon Beis in Shagas Aryeh is about. But the Shagas Aryeh, among other things, he says, the Gemara handles, why do we do Kriya Shema in that order? Why do we do first Shema and then Vahaya? He says, what do you mean? If Shema is the Raya and Vahaya is only the Rabbanon, let the Gemara say that we do Shema before Vahaya because Shema is the Raya and Vahaya is only the Rabbanon. Why isn't that a Raya that everything's the Raya? That from the Seder. And then he also quotes the Rambam. The Rambam, mamish, in the beginning of Hilchas Krishma, remember the exact lashon, but the Rambam says in the beginning of Hilchas Krishma, Perak Aleph, Halacha Gimel, to say, Gimel Parshiyos Elu Zu Mitzvahs Essay Shal Krishma. Remember the exact lashon. The Mitzvahs Essay of Krishma is to say these three parshas. It's stark medoy, the entire three parshas is the mitzvah. And the Shagas Aryeh says, no, Avada, maybe the derais is only the first perak. Shagas Aryeh brings aside that even only the first pasuk, or till the words Alevavcha, there is mashmoyis, but there's mandi yomim like that in the Gemara. Ad Alevavcha. But let's assume even the entire first parsha, but not more than that. And that's a big, big machloikis in the Paiskim. Rav Shach in Avi Ezri says, a taich, and I want to use it for other things. He says, the Rambam on one hand says that the mitzvah of Kriyishma is to say all three parshas. He says, the Ikri Yisoid of Kriyishma is Kabbalas Ol Malcha Shemayim. Kabbalas Ol Malcha Shemayim. And therefore, since the mitzvah is Kabbalas Ol Malcha Shemayim, his taich is, after you makabal Ol Malcha Shemayim, if you're not going to put it into action, then your Kabbalah is not worth anything. You have to take the Kabbalah that you did and put it into action. So after you say your Kabbalah of Ol Malcha Shemayim, you afterwards have to also be makabal Ol Mitzvahs. And also say Vayomer and be Zaycha Yitzis Mitzrayim and talk about Tzitzis. If you're not going to put your Kabbalah into actions, it's not worth anything. That's why on one hand, the real mitzvah is just the first parak. But the first parak without the second parak felt in the Kabbalah. The Kabbalah requires you to say the second parak also. Ad Kedekach, he says a tremendous chiddush, which I saw, that at the end he's chayzer from it. He says big chiddushim, there's a few big chiddushim there. But among things he says, he has a diak in the Rambam, and it's interesting, he says the big chiddush, and at the end he's chayzer from the chiddush, but I'll tell you what I mean. He says he's medayik in the Rambam, that if a person falls asleep after the first pasuk, you don't have to wake him up. And you're b'chlal not even mumbling, he doesn't have to wake him up b'chlal. So he says, how could it be? I thought the derais is all three. So he says, since we're explaining that the only inyan is to be makabal ol malcha shemayim, but then you have to show it by putting it into action. If you don't put it into action, it's showing you the Kabbalah is missing something. But if you fell asleep, bonus, if you fell asleep, so then it's not missing in the Kabbalah. You rather fell asleep. I mean, I could hear a dingarai. I could say, if you didn't put it into action, you're missing. I don't care why you fell asleep. You didn't do it. But he says, no, the ikar inyan is just to show if your Kabbalah is true by continuing ol mitzvahs. If you rather fell asleep, bonus, you're putter. So at the end of the shtickl, he's choyzer. He says, no, Avad, you do have to, he's choyzer from his diik, that Avad, if you fall asleep, you're not yoytzer. But he says, but the yisoid is still true, that he wants to take out, that the yisoid of Ol Malcha Shemayim, is the yisoid of Krishma is not just the mitzvah of Krishma, it's the makabal Ol Malcha Shemayim. And then you need the second parsha to be mamshik your Ol Malcha Shemayim by putting it into practical actions for mitzvahs. Now, I want to say a chiddush. I think it's a big chiddush, but let's see. The Mishnah says in Brachas Daf Chof, Noshim Avodim Ktanim Pturim Mikriyishma. Mishnah Brachas Daf Chof, Noshim Avodim Ktanim Apata from Kriyishma. Now, Pashup Shah, why are Noshim Pata from Kriyishma? Zman Groma. It's by Yoim and Balayla, so it's Zman Groma. And Avodim, everyone knows the rule, Avodim are always Pater from any mitzvah that Isha is Pater. Avodim and Isha, Lo Lama Isha. The Rishali in Brachas, the Yerushalmi in Bracha says, why is an Eved Potter? Zog the Yerushalmi, half an earth over there. Shenemar Shema Yisrael Hashem Aleikenu Hashem Achad. Eshe'en Le Ela Odin Echad. Yotza Eved Zu Sheyesh Le Odin Acher. The only person that's chayav in Kriyishma is someone that's Shema Yisrael Hashem Aleikenu Hashem Echad. Someone that only has one master. This Eved has another master. Yotza Zu Sheyesh Le Odin Acher. Zoy, Zog the Yerushalmi. So Rabbi Kiva Eger in the Pirush on the Mishnayis, he says he doesn't understand, why do you need a special makar that an Eved is Pater from Kriyishma? If an Ish is Pater, because it's his man Grama, so Eved's also Pater. Because Eved and Ish is always together. What do you need a special din for Yotah Zu Sheyesh Le'odin Acher? Zok Rabbi Kiva Eger, it's Negeya for a Chetzi Eved, Chetzi Ben Choyrin. Why? chetzi eved, chetzi ben choyrin. And that is, the Rebbe Kveig is coming from a Gemara in Chagiga, the idea. A chetzi eved, chetzi ben choyrin, the ben choyrin part, the ben choyrin part, should be chayv and kriyishma. If you want to just say because he has this din like an isha, fine. The eved part has a din like an isha. But his ben choyrin half is yemachuyv, and he would be chayv and kriyishma. But on that we say no. Since he has another master, and hey, you have to be a little bit of a lamdan, right? You'll say, but the part that's free doesn't have a different master. Yeah, but Chaim Yankel, the Eved, does have a different master. He's one person. He's someone who has another master. And we mamayit him yotzes azu she'en lo adonach. Hazei zok Rabbi Kiveger. Now he has a problem because the Gemara uses this idea, but it says they made a takana that whoever has a chetzi Eved, chetzi ben choyrin, yimachoyiv to be mashacharim. And once yimachoyiv to be mashacharim, so he is chayiv. The Gemara Chagig is talking that a chetzi Eved, chetzi ben choyrin is potter from the oil the regal. And it says because Yotzei Zuzu Sheyesh Le'Odin Acher, right? There's Pnei Ha'Odin Hashem, and it says Yotzei Zuzu Sheyesh Le'Odin Sheyesh Le'Odin Acher. It says I, but you have to free him. So that Rabbi Kiveger says as an Eitzah, it's a Chetzi Eved Chetzi Ben Choyrin who can't have children, because the whole reason why they have to free a Chetzi Eved Chetzi Ben Choyrin is they should have children. A Chetzi Eved Chetzi Ben Choyrin who's a Sris, he's going to be Potter from this pasuk Shema Yisrael Hashem Alekeinu Hashem Acher. That's the pilpul of Rabbi Kiveger for the Yerushalmi. But I want to say a different pshat. I looked at the Yerushalmi, and something very weird. Yerushalmi says like this. The Mishnah says, Noshim Avodin and Ktanim apartheid from Kriyishma. Zakti Yerushalmi, Noshim Minayan, how do you know ladies apartheid from Kriyishma? We know, Zman Grama, right? The Yerushalmi says, because it says, Velimartim Oisemes Benechem, Veloy Benechem. Avodim, like I quoted before, because it says, Shema Yisrael Hashem Alekeinu Hashem Achod, Yotazu Sheyesh Le'Adinach. And then even worse, Ktanim Minayan, how do you know a cotton is apartheid from Kriyishma? A pasuk, Lamanti Yeteris Hashem Beficha, Achi Yehi Todirba. It's a drasha. Yalfusis Numa Kairis. You need a meat that Noshim is Potter, that Eved is Potter. Why? What's going on over here? So I want to say, it's a big chiddush, but it's a ganz shein avort. The Mishnah says over there that Noshim is Potter from Kriyishma. So the Gemara in Brachos, it says, Pshita, it's a Zman Gram, of course ladies is Potter. What's the chiddush then? The Mishnah says Noshim is Potter from Kriyishma. The Gemara says, Pshita, it's a Zman Grama. So the Gemara answers, Mao de tema kabbalas oil malchus shamayim shiny kamash malon. I would think that Kriyishma is different. Kriyishma is kabbalas oil malchus shamayim, and since Kriyishma is kabbalas oil malchus shamayim, it's different. And I would think that noshim achayiv. So the Bavli, you know, says there's a havamina that maybe noshim should be chayiv in Kriyishma in spite of the fact that it's a zman groma because it's malchus shamayim. And I would even venture to say, what's the pshat? But it's a zman groma, it's a zman groma. Terah says, yeah. The mitzvah to say the words, Shema Yisrael, and it's a mitzvah, the ikr, the irais is to say the words with medikduk rav, to say, to pronounce them correctly. But there's another mitzvah here. There's the mitzvah of Kabbalah Sol Malcha Shemayim. That's a Gansan site. That's not Zman Grama. There's a mitzvah to have Kabbalah Sol Malcha Shemayim. So that's what the Babli says. The Gemara had to be mechadish that Noshim is Potter. I want to go one step further. Maybe the Yerushalmi had this topic also. We'll make it mamish with a tzvei dinim, as we said, that's the There's a mitzvah to say Kriyishma, Pasha to say the words, and then there's another mitzvah. There's a deraisa, a mitzvah's essay, to be makabel ol malcha shemayim. The Mishnah says, Noshim avodim and ktanim apotter. If someone will ask you, why is Noshim avodim and ktanim apotter? So according to the Shitas HaYerushalmi, I'll tell you. Why is an isha apotter from saying the words of Kriyishma, as the din of saying the words? It says, Man Grama. Why is an eved apotter? He had the same din like an isha. But what about the other din? What about the din to be makabel ol malcha shemayim? The Bavli addresses such a topic. And it says, okay, kamashnu on your potter. The Yerushalmi held, that requires a separate makar. So the Yerushalmi asks, Menolan, how do you know that Noshim apotter from that mitzvah? How do you know that Avodim is potter from that mitzvah? That's what the Yerushalmi needs, a separate makar. Because we're learning this taka, a different mitzvah going on here, the mitzvah of kabbalas ol malcha shemayim. There's a mitzvah of kabbalas ol malcha shemayim. And on that there's also, Noshim is mayim, but you need a bazunder meat. So the heart here of the mitzvah of Kriyishma, and that's why, like we're matzah from Shach, you need all three parshis, because after you makabel oil malcha shemayim, you have to be put it into action to do the mitzvah. One of the Bali Musar, I think Rav Yisrael Salanter, I'm not sure, used to say, he would say very loudly, he would say, V'chula mekablim oil malcha shemayim zeh mizeh v'noisnim, the lesson from Birchas Kriyishma. And he would say it a few times, and he would say, what am I missing? I missed the word. V'chula mekablim oil malcha shemayim. And he said, I missed the word aleihem. V'chula mekablim aleihem oil malcha shemayim. And that's a very important thing. You have a grace of tzaddikim, he's being mekablim oil malcha shemayim. Yeah, vada. On the ganze welt, horumuk voice. Binyanim, all of his friends, everyone he knows, everyone he doesn't know. V'chula mekavu. Don't forget to put yourself under the oil malcha shemayim also. V'chula mekavlim aleihem oil malcha shemayim. That's very important. After you makabel oil malcha shemayim, and even before, when you're still in the first parsha, you come to avas Hashem. V'ahavta. It's a beautiful word from Rabbi Kiveger. How could you be mitzava? How could you be mitzava a mitzvah v'ahavta? How could you be mitzava a mitzvah v'ahavta? Ava is something, it's a hargosha. Something that has to come from your heart. You can't force someone to love. It's impossible to force someone to love. What does it mean? So Rabbi Kiveger says, right before when we say Kriya Shema, we say the bracha, HaBoicher Ba'ama Yisrael Ba'ava. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Boicher Os Ba'ava. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Boicher Os Ba'ava. Ani L'doidi V'doidi Li. Kemayim Panim El Panim. If the Eivishta loves you and your marriage, the Eivishta loves you, yeah, then there could be a mitzvah V'ahavta. You have to have the argosha to realize that the Eivishta had dearly. Then you could talk him mitzvah V'ahavta. I was Zoicha once to hear a shir from Shimshon Pinkus, Zatzal, many years ago. And it was a totally different topic. I just want to mention that I want to do a few other inyanim here. But on this topic of Ava, it was Hoshana Rabbah. And he was talking what the inyan of Hoshana Rabbah is. And he said, a gevaldike deher. He said, the whole sukkahs were dealing with the dalet minim, and the lulav is the shedra, is the spine of a person, and the hadassim are like the eyes, the shape of an eye. The esrog is like the lave, and the arabis is like the lips, like the sfatayim. It's the shape of a lips. And he says, then and the whole sukkahs were working. He spoke by Rikas that the Rosh Hashanah we build up a person, and then Yom Kippur you build up the person more, and sukkahs yomamish go in and live with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his house, right? Tulsim hastayrizach. He had a whole build binyan, what it is. But he said, what's Hoshana Rabbah? Everyone knows most of the Yom Tovim, it's mefurish in Teresh B'Ksav, and what the inyan, what it stands for. Hoshana Rabbah is very, very hidden. No one knows what it's about. What Tifa Kabbalah, inyan, we clap the Arabis. No, we can't even state this. No one knows what it is. How come it's not written? It's a very hidden Yom Tov. That's why we eat Kreplach. All the hidden Yom Tovim, we eat Kreplach, because the Yom Tov is hidden, right? The Yom Tov is hidden. We don't fashtay. Purim also, but I'm not talking about Purim now. There's another part, right? And Erev Yom Kippur, those are three times that the Yontif is, it's a Yontif, it's a big Yontif, we don't chap, it's a big Yontif, but the Yontif is hidden. There's another part that, when meklapt, me'est kreplach. Yom Kippur meklapt Malkus, people that have a meaning to give Malkus, Purim meklapt Haman, and Hoshana Rabbah meklapt Hoshanas. Right, there's a whole Shaila, I'm going off on the topic, it happens sometimes. When a Purim Meshulish comes out, there's a whole Shaila, you know, when you lay the Megillah, whoever was in Yerushalayim, when you lay the Megillah, when is Matanis Lev Yoinim, when is this, there's a whole big tumult every time Purim Meshulish, every time everyone forgets, they make new lists of all the things, what you're supposed to do. But then the Shaila is, when do you eat the Kreplach? The Kreplach is Shabbos, or the Kreplach is Friday, Sunday, people are not with all three, good. The Klal is when they clapped Esmen Kreplach. So since Kremikra Megillah is on Friday, and we clapped, under the clap, and I got into Dry Tega, but when we clapped, is when we clapped Esmen Kreplach. The kids are, it's a hidden thing. Hoshana Rabbah though, he said it's a hidden yontif. He said, what's Hoshana Rabbah? He said a beautiful word. Hoshana Rabbah, he was talking that we're building up our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're living together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Simchas Torah, he says, is mamish when the husband and wife, HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Klal Yisrael, mamish joins together. But he says, before that, it comes a neshika. He says, you put away the lulav and the ahadas and the esrog, and you only take the arava. The arava is the lips. And he says, the inyan of the chibat arava, it's tifen yonim kabbalah, but if you read the yiratzen afterwards, it says, yishakenu minashika ispiu, it's the inyan of giving a kiss to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he says, that's why there's no mitzvah. Let it be a mitzvah. The Torah gave a mitzvah of dalad minim. Why isn't there a mitzvah of taking the Hoshanas? That should be one of the mitzvahs. It's yisoy takanas nevim. He said, because this is a kiss that comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, imagine you tell the two-year-old, he says, Yankala geba kush tzeid. Yeah, agoyis the kunz, what's far a kush? Yankala vilnish, the mamish stuff. Yankala geba kush tzeid. Yankee, go give your zeid a kiss. That's not a kiss. A kiss has to come because Yankala wants to give the zeid the kiss. Ava has to be, the ava has to come from that you want it. It couldn't be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would be mitzava this inyan of taking the harobas. It's a tifa grois inyan. It tuz like moir de ketikunim. Like the Dalad meaning. But it can't be something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mitzava. It's be'etzem, something that has to come. It was takonis neviim. It came something from the depths of the heart of Klal Yisroel. And that's why it's the neshika. That's what av is. It has to come from the hearts. But that's a maimon on muskar. V'ahavt es Hashem alekecha b'chol levavcha u'b'chol nafshecha b'chol moedecha. Now there's a difference between the first parsha of Kriyat Shema and the second parsha of Kriyat Shema. There's a lot of differences. I want to focus just on two ikar differences. You push it, say it every day to know some basics. In the Ereshit parsha, it says v'loshen yachid b'chol levavcha u'b'chol nafshecha u'b'chol moedecha. And in the second parsha, it says it v'loshen rabim. B'chol levavchem u'b'chol nafshechem. And it doesn't say b'chol mo'idchem. It doesn't say b'chol mo'idchem. There's a shinui. Here it says afilu, right? B'chol levavcha u'b'chol nafshecha b'chol mo'idecha. Here it says b'chol levavchem b'chol nafshechem. One shinui is that it's lashon rabim. Another shinui is that it doesn't mention about money. The Beis Halevi has a pshat. He says there are three averis that a person has to give up his life. Kabbalas ol malchus shemayim for avodah zarah, the ikker. A person has to give up his life. That's the first parsha of Kriyat Shema. The first parsha of Kriyat Shema is b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshecha. Every person has to give up his life. But the second parsha is the rest of the mitzvahs. Kabbalas ol mitzvahs. All mitzvahs, we know that for the rest of the tariq mitzvahs, it's not yarek val yaver. For the rest of the mitzvahs, if someone says I'm going to kill you if you're not machal shabbos, you're supposed to. You are supposed to be over. Yavar v'al yarek. Unless it's b'far hesya. If it's b'rabim, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, b'rabim, you have to be yarek v'al yavar for any aver. So that's when it's lashon rabim. Lashon, the erst the parish of Kriyat Shema is for avodah zarah. That even a yachid has to give up his life. It's b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshecha. Even a yachid has to give up his life. The second parish is lashon rabim, b'chol levavcha. Only a rabim has to give up their life. And that's why it doesn't say b'chol mo'idchem. Because for your money, even a yachid has to give up all his money. For to do an aveir, you have to give up all your money, even a yachid. So it couldn't say b'chol mo'idchem in the second parsha. That's how the Beis Halevi wants to say. The Nefesh HaChaim wants to say a different pshat. A famous yesod from the Nefesh HaChaim. There's a Gemara in Brachos, also a Gemara in Brachos, that it was Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai and Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai said a person is supposed to just sit and learn. And he doesn't have to worry about Gashmias. He doesn't have to worry about Olam Hazeh. He just has to sit and learn. The Eibishter will take care of him. And Rabbi Shmuel said, no, it says in the Torah, V'asavta digonecha. Be realistic, Rabbi Shmuel says. V'asavta digonecha. And the Gemara says, Harbe asu ki Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. A lot of people tried to do like Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai just to sit and learn. V'lo also be yodim, but it didn't work. They tried, it didn't work. V'asu ki Rabbi Shmuel, v'also be yodim. Most people, it's not Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. It's a schus to be able to be like Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. But on the other hand, the Gemara says in Brachos that the second parsha of Kriyat Shema is called Einam Oisim Ratzoni Shel Mokim. It says afterwards V'chora Af Hashem. It's not the Gresta Madregas. So he says the Ereshit parsha, it says B'loshin Yochid, and it says B'chol Ma'idech. That's going for Rabbi Shimon ben Yochainix, because the Rabbi Shimon ben Yochainix is someone that gives up all of his money. Nothing. Gashmis doesn't interest him. Only Torah. He's makabal on himself all Torah, and he's not interested in anything else. That's Lashon Yochid. The second parsha is for Roiv of Klal Yisrael. There it's not B'chol Mo'idchem. They're also dealing with V'asavta Digonech. And he explains that there's too much regis. Now it's a big schus to be able to just sit and learn. The Rambam talks about it at the end of Hilchos Shmita, that there's Shevet Levi, and everyone has a right to decide that he wants to be a Shevet Levi. And he wants to be able to one that just gives over his life only to Torah. We'll end off with the Brisker Rav. In Parshas Chayesara, there's a Mishnah in Kedushin. The Mishnah says, Rav Meir Oimer, the Mishnah says that you have to teach, a person has to teach his son an umnis. Every person has to teach his son a craft, something to be able to make a parnasa, yeah? Rav Meir Oimer, Melamed is Benoi umnis. He wanted to teach his son an umnis. The next line, the Mishnah says, Rav Nohirai Oimer, Ani maniach ani kol umnis shabat oylam. I don't give any umnis. Ve'eni malamed libni el Torah. Maniach ani kol umnis shabat oylam. I'm only going to teach my son Torah. So it looks like a machloikus. Rav Meir says that he's going to teach his son an umnis. Rav Noirai says he's not going to teach his son his umnis. Frek de Brisker Rav. The Gemara says in Erev and Daf Yud Gimel that Rav Meir and Rav Noirai is the same person. The Gemara says loy Rav Meir shemoi. El Rav Nohirai Shemoi. V'lama Karoi Rav Meir. So why do they call him Rav Meir? Because he was Meir Einei Yisroel. Stating the Gemara that Rav Meir and Rav Meir Rai is the same person. So here we have a shtickle problem. You read the Mishnah Kedushin, it says, Rav Meir Omer, ani melamed, chayiv odem melamed es benoi umnes, nekiya v'kalo. Rav Meir Omer, chayiv odem melamed es benoi nekiya umnes, nekiya v'kalo. A line later, Rav Meir Omer, ani melamed lebni el toira. It's the same person. As I fracked the brisker off. So the MS is, I want to be more Chavishnish. If you look at the Gemara in Erev and Dafid Gimel, interesting. You look it up, you check it out, you see, it says there, Loi Rav Meir Shmoy, El Rav Nahi Rai Shmoy. Loi Rav Meir Shmoy, his real name wasn't Rav Meir, his real name was Rav Nahi Rai. Why did they call him Rav Meir? Because he was Meir Eini Chacham, Eini Ha'olam. The next line, the Gemara says, Loi Rav Nahi Rai Shmoy, El Rav Nechem Yishmoy. His name really wasn't Rav Nahi Rai. His name was really Rav Nechem Yishmoy. And they called him Rav Nahi Rai because he was Meir of the Olam. So Pasha, you read the Gemara, it sounds like this person had three names. Rav Meir's real name was Rav Nahi Rai, and even that, his real name was really Rav Nechem Yishmoy. But that's not how you read the Gemara. You look on the side, explain it. There was two different people. There's one person who in Gan's Gemara is called Rav Meir. His real name was Rav Nahi Rai. There's another person whose name is who's in Gan's Shas called Rav Nahi Rai. And his real name was Rav Nechem Yishmoy. But it's still not a theory, it's still two people. When the Mishnah's quoting one, the Mishnah's quoting Rav Meir, whose real name was Rav Nahi Rai. And then afterwards it calls Rav Nahi Rai, whose real name was Rav Nechem Yishmoy. It's not the same person. But the Brisker Rav assumed it's the same person. It's a machlokes that I learned up in the Gemara. The fact that how could it be the same person? So he says, you have to look at the diak of the Mishnah. Rav Meir was talking to Klal Yisrael, to Rav of Klal Yisrael, to the Hamoin Am. And Rav Meir says, Chayiv Adam Olamid as Bini. Chayiv Adam Olamid as Binoi, Umnis Nikia. But then Rav Meir says, Maniach ani kol Umnis Shabu Olam Ve'eni Olamid Lebini. Rav Meir said, for myself, I know better. For my own son, Eini Olamid Lebini El Atayra. And he came to the realization, for him, he wants only Rav Shem Ben Yochai, and he have to be Zoich Atak. The Olam should be Zoicha, they had a chance to come into Steigen Eretz Yisrael, to be Mamshech, Steiging, to be Makabel O Malchus Shemayim, Mispal Zayn B'Tzadar, and be Zoicha to go in the Derech of Rav Shimon Ben Yochai.